You know, the first line of that song is faith, see, now, for this hour that we're about to be upon. So there you go. So it's the hour is upon us. Someone said that one Sunday when they got up to preach, and they said somebody got up and walked out the door. I said, well, I'm not staying here that long. So whatever. It will not be that long. I'm just trying to be funny this morning. Luke, the 24th chapter, beginning in verse 36b and following through verse 48. It says, peace be with you. They were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. And he said to them, why are you frightened? And why do you doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet. See that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they were in their joy, they were disbelieving and still wondering. He said to them, have you anything to eat? And they gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and he ate it in their presence. And then he said to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything that is written in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on that third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And then from the book of Acts, the third chapter, beginning in verse 12. And when Peter saw it, he addressed the people. He said, you Israelites, why do you wonder at this? Or why do you stare at us as though by our own power or piety we had made him walk? The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, the God of our ancestors, has glorified his servant Jesus, whom you handed over and rejected in the presence of Pilate, though he had decided to release him. But you rejected the holy and righteous one and asked to have a murderer given to you, and you killed the author of life, whom God raised from the dead. To this we are witnesses. And by faith in his name itself has made this man strong, whom you see and know, and the faith that is through Jesus has given him this perfect help in your presence of all of you. And now, friends, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did also your rulers. In this way, God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, that his Messiah would suffer. Repent, therefore, and turn to God so that your sins may be wiped out. This is the word of God this day for us, his children. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. O great and mighty God, we do thank you for your word this day, and we thank you, Lord, for allowing us this time together. We thank you, Lord, that you just allow the reading of your word to be brought to life, that we allow, Lord, the words this day of my mouth to be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my rock and my redeemer, I do pray. Amen.